We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Final hour here at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beamer in for Bowerly today. And I have to be honest with you, WBEN audience. I lied to you yesterday. I told you that Tom would be back Monday. And I have some bad news for you. Tom will not be back Monday. You're stuck with me next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as Tom continues his recovery. But he'll be here next Thursday. So I know... Believe me, I know that's not the news you want to hear, but I got to be honest with you and throw that out there. So Tom will be back. It just won't be as soon as we thought. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on, continuing the conversation we've been having today. And I want to thank the callers. I want to thank the texters. Again, there are uncomfortable things we have to discuss. And not discussing them is going back to ignoring the issues at hand, to ignoring the concerns. So I want to thank you. I want to thank all the callers, all the texters, especially those within the neighborhood, those who either live there or work there. I've really appreciated the comments. I've really appreciated the last 3 hours. And I think it's a conversation that needs to keep going, right? It can't just stop. As I said, what happened Saturday, the racially motivated shooting, that monster taking 10 lives, it's heartbreaking. And I think as a community, we will be in pain for a very long time. And it's unfortunate that it took that to hear the concerns of those on the east side, but we can't go back to ignoring it. So I've really, really appreciated the conversations that we've been having. And I want to let you know, and I've been asking you this as well, so if I don't mention something here, please, please, please call in or text in, because there are many people. You know, my father texted me yesterday, you know, what's a place I can donate to? Here are some I'd like to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, ways to donate, ways to volunteer time, however you can help. And here's just a few of them. The Buffalo 514 Survivors Fund, that's the one set up by Tops. It's a GoFundMe. Now, again, make sure you're going to the verified site. And to get that verified link, you can get it at WBEN.com. You can also get it on my Twitter or on the Buffalo Bills website. They have a How You Can Help page. So the Buffalo 514 Fund will support the survivors of the deceased and those directly affected by this tragedy. Buffalo Together Community Response Fund. The Buffalo Together Community Response Fund will address needs in our community beyond those directly affected. Food support also, food distribution at Resource Council of Western New York. The center is partner to distribute food, household staples, and resources for area families affected by the closing of the local Tops grocery store. You can sign up to volunteer. I'll put a link on my Twitter page. Feed More Western New York. We've talked with them this week. Food donations, please make donations in reusable bags and check Instagram accounts for most up-to-date needs. You can also volunteer at Feed More Western New York online. The Buffalo Community Fridge, a volunteer-led network of community fridges dedicated to giving Buffalo communities access to fresh, healthy food. Please donate food and hygiene products only. And those are just a few. You've also heard of the Northtown Automotive accepting donations at all locations of general, grocery, and personal care items to be transported daily to the Resource Council of Western New York. So 803-0930, star 930 if you want, if you have other ways to help out. And you know, let me know what you think of what you've seen over the last week of the outpouring of love and support you have seen in Buffalo, and what will Buffalo's legacy be? 803-0930, star 930. And then this, and I hate to go back to this, but it is, I've been struggling with words that with words that I would say. But as you heard, Brayton Wilson was at the first one today, you know, the first of 10 funerals for the victims. What is the message to the families? And what comforting words would you have for the families as they have their final goodbye to these 10 people who were just going shopping on a Saturday afternoon? What is your message to them? 803-0930, star 930. And then something else, and I want to play this for you. David talked about this as well today, and this is another thing that I would really struggle with. And it's this idea of forgiveness. And I want to play a few clips from Reverend Kinzer Pointer. He joined Brian and Susan this morning. Here's a few of things he had to say this morning on WBEN.
There is a massive pain that it holds as a pall over the whole region. And so today, the first family will move further into the process of their grieving, and we'll grieve with them. We'll weep with them. There is this sense of violation that you just can't shake. And then there's this, you know, we're reasoning human beings. And then there's this part of our mind that wants to make sense of it, but it's senseless. So you just end up going around in circles in your own head. In the Talmud, it says that to kill one life is to kill all of humanity. We remind everyone that that is not what we do. And then we remind everyone that God is ever present, and that in the midst of our suffering and in the midst of our pain, he is right there with us. And that's where you start, because there are no other words from man that are going to suffice. The most important thing that we can do right now is be together and to make sure that no one in our community is isolated, because you cannot suffer this kind of loss in isolation. So we must reach out, find each other, confirm each other's humanity. In my neighborhood, we do that with hugs and kisses, and we tell you, I love you.
That was Reverend Kinzer Pointer. He was on with Brian and Susan this morning. Some words of moving forward. You know, I don't like using the expression moving on, because you're never going to move on, right? You're going to move forward. And maybe it's just my misdefinition. If that's I'm making up words, but my. My definition of moving on is kind of moving past. And I don't think that's the way, that's not how I would address this. It's moving forward. right? We're not going to forget. We're going to hold those people in our hearts. We're going to be there for their families. So for me, it's not moving on. It's moving forward and what we need to do as a community and how we can be supportive as a community moving forward. And I thought some great words from Reverend Poynter, and I wanted to share those with you here if you didn't get a chance to hear them this morning. So what are your words? What's your message for the families that are now saying their final goodbyes? What comforting words do you have? And also, we'll keep our subject of what is next. We have this focus on the East Side. What are the long-term approaches to addressing the concerns of those in the neighborhood? And again, I will go back to saying, this isn't just pointing the finger at one person, right? This is pointing the finger at... This is not pointing the finger. This is realizing that it will take everyone. It will take elected officials. It'll take corporate leaders. It'll take the community, and it will take those in the neighborhood all coming together. Without all in, we'll go back. We'll be where we are. Without all in, we will continue to have a neighborhood that is neglected, feels neglected, and is ignored. And I don't think we can go back to that. It is Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you a few questions. But first, one of the things we're asking you is, how are you giving back, and how can one give back and give to those in need? Right? A lot of people looking for ways, and Brenda Lacey just texted me this, that donations can be dropped off at all Erie County Auto Bureau locations. So that's another outlet if you want to drop off donations. If you're near the DMV, you can make your drop off there as well. 803-0930, star 930, that's the number to get on. And again, several topics. I think several topics that they're not going to stop here at 6 o'clock. These are things that you're going to talk about over the weekend in conversation. And these are things that, you know, will come up again on Monday. You know, a lot of what we're talking about now will be the focus of Hardline on Sunday and many local programs, not just here at WBEN. You know, these are conversations that need to keep going. So we'll continue that at 803-0930. But another one is this idea of forgiveness. And this is on our website, WBEN.com, from Susan Rose. It says, in the aftermath of a mass shooting, is forgiveness possible? Reverend Kinzer Poynter, as I played earlier, said forgiveness is where we're heading. And I'll go into this because, to me, I can't see this, but let me read this. Almost a week after the mass shooting that forever changed 13 families and left the entire Buffalo community shattered, the subject is starting to be discussed. Can the 18-year-old gunman accused of carrying out a racially motivated hate crime that killed 10 people be forgiven? Reverend Kinzer Poynter says, In the Bible, it says there is a time for every purpose under the heavens, said Reverend Kinzer Poynter, pastor of Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. He says, as Christians, forgiveness has to be where we're headed. There's no timetable for when we have to arrive there. He said he's willing to let people work through all of their own stages to arrive at forgiveness. Reverend Poynter also said, we'll get there because that's who we are. And those are the principles we have decided and chose to live by. Now, we are talking about an individual who is full of hate, full of evil. As we talked about yesterday, this is an evil, evil man. He's a monster. The idea of me, and you know, I consider myself a Christian. I do. But the idea of giving any kind of forgiveness, to this monster who, again, is fueled by hatred, is full of evil, to me, it is such a foreign thought. I mean, it shows how good of a person Reverend Poynter is. But I can't imagine ever getting to that point to even think about forgiving someone like this monster who went into Tops with a purpose to kill people because of the color of their skin. I can't imagine even thinking of forgiveness. To me, it is an evil monster that I hope gets capital punishment. I hope gets the death penalty. I know that's awful to say, probably, but I hope he gets. I hope he gets the death penalty. I hope he gets the furthest, the most severe sentencing he can, and at a federal level, that is the death penalty. Where are you on this? On this idea of forgiveness? And do you believe that in time?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Everyone deserves to be forgiven. Again, I consider myself a Christian person, but I could never, ever, I could never get to a point to forgive someone who I don't feel that evil monster, that evil, full of hatred, to even give him the thought of forgiveness. I can't imagine that. Where do you feel 6 days removed on this idea of forgiveness? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, one segment left on WBEN. Welcome back. Friday, Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Final segment here, talking with you. And a few questions out there, a few topics out there. You know, really anything we've talked about this week. You know, I think our conversations, we need to continue into next week. We cannot let this be the last day we talk about the things we've talked about. And again, you know, I know I sound like a broken record, but they might be uncomfortable at times. But they need to be had, and we need to have the conversations that we've been having this week. And I am I'm not going to stop talking about it. You know, I will keep bringing these things up, as I told our anonymous caller a few hours ago, because I do believe, and again, I believe that everyone needs to do their part, right? Everyone needs to, but we all need to work together. This isn't just, you know, one person It's all working together, and I believe we can continue to do that. And I truly believe, and I hope I'm not proven wrong. I really hope I'm not proven wrong. I truly believe that a month or two from now, you know, we will still have the focus on the concerns of those on the east side. I hope I am right about that. I hope I am not wrong. 803-0930, star 930. Talking a few things with you this segment. Like I said, really anything we've talked about this week, we'll take calls on that, because this is very important discussions that we're having. And I want to know, in the aftermath of a mass shooting, is forgiveness possible? Reverend Kinzer Pointer says yes, forgiveness is where we're heading. And I know, as a Christian, you know, as Kinzer Pointer said, as a Christian, that is the next step. Forgiveness is where we're heading. I feel there are people that don't deserve forgiveness. And if there's anyone that doesn't deserve forgiveness, it is this evil monster who went in there, who went into Tops on Saturday and shot people because of the color of their skin. He is full of hatred, full of evil. I don't believe he deserves forgiveness. And we've had a lot of mixed texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And I'm looking forward to talking about it with you at 803-0930, star 930, starting in Kenmore with Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to your conversation, your program. And, you know, the problem I have is, why is an 18-year-old from Central New York driving to Buffalo to shoot black people? Right? You're right? You know, why? See, in 2022, this is still happening. Some other caller earlier was talking about $850 million and spend it on the east side. That doesn't solve the problem. You could put all the money you want on the east side. You still have a racial problem. See? And why is it still around in 2022? See, when you listen to programs and you listen to, like, Sister Station, you know, 1270, you know, Mark Levin. And
that's not our sister station, but.
What's it? Odyssey.
Yeah, it's on the same app. Your point's taken, Jeff.
Right. You know what I'm getting at. I'm sorry. I listen to it, and I completely disagree with the station, you know, his point of view. But I listen to it every once in a while just to hear. And when you talk about people as they, thems, you know, this group of people, and you don't you don't talk about people as individuals. And then an 18-year-old comes to Buffalo to shoot, intentionally go to a black supermarket and shoot people. I think that's the problem. You think of him as the monster, but why is he like that? Is it from his family? Is it from, you know, why is he so hateful toward black people, 18-year-olds in 2022?
That was our conversation yesterday. How did someone get so radicalized?
Yeah.
To this point.
And when you listen to people complaining about CRT, you know, critical race theory, saying it doesn't exist, right? You know, why are we teaching that to, you know, because they want to read into it wrong. If you really go into it and find out why people, I'm white, right? You, me, and a bunch of other people I know, every once in a while, you know, one of my friends says something stupid, you know, and they're still racial. You know, and they say these things.
So, Jeff, can I just say, you're along the...
guys that they're like that.
You're along the mindset that conservative talk is to blame for the radicalization?
Not conservative talk, hate talk. See, I'm not against conservatives. I'm not against that. I'm against someone classifying people as a group. Like, these people, you know...
Can I say this? So are you saying that having any kind of, say that you have a voiced concern of certain parts of the teaching of CRT, you think that automatically makes you a racist?
No, that's
okay.
Not at all.
I'm sorry.
No. When I say how they spin the CRT is wrong, because talking about anything, just like you're saying, we should talk about things and try to figure it out. That's what CRT is. It's talking about history, why people were that way, you know, what actually happened, and not just glaze over slavery. Oh, we had it, it ended, and whatever. You're actually talking about it and how it affected the whole family. See, it's poverty. It's poverty with black people, unfortunately, in these communities where, how come Buffalo doesn't have a middle class group like, in other major cities? See, we have the east side, and then what? You know, it's a problem. There's a huge problem in our area as far as poverty goes that affects this whole situation. So throwing money at the east side, I'm losing a little bit, but what I'm trying to get at is throwing money at the east side is not just the problem.
No, as we said earlier, it's a step-by-step approach.
Right.
But
so finding out why people still have this hatred or like bitterness or think they're better is the problem.
I agree. If you think you're better than someone because of the way you look or the way they look, yeah, I mean, that is a problem. But when you say...
What happens, like when NFTA buses started going to Gallery Mall, big uproar. Other things are happening. See, it starts, right? And then you wonder, politically for the last 4 years and then the last year and some change with Biden, it's been so, everything's up, the riots, the stuff that's going on, Black Lives Matter, all this stuff, right? It's all happening. See, and if you listen to music, it tells you there's been a racial problem the whole time. Because if you listen to music, it tells you what's going on. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s rap music. You listen to it everywhere. They tell you that there's problems, right? And it's never getting changed. And then what happens is, unfortunately, it's still happening. As far as the radical.
No, unfortunately, we were reminded of that. What's the solution? I agree that having these conversations, but I also think that you do have people, and I started this the show like this yesterday. You have too many people that have taken this opportunity to literally just say, well, you disagree with me politically, you're the problem. I don't think that's the answer either. I don't think the political finger pointing is going to get us anywhere.
Oh, it's not just political. Yeah, there's all finger pointing. You can point one side. Everybody has their own side. Everybody has their own spin on it. You could be Democrat. You could be liberal. You could be independent. There's always a spin. I'm not talking in, but there are truly people that are against other people. Like, I'm sorry, some of the programs that are on some of these stations just talk hate.
See, I've heard that, but where is the talk that would feed someone becoming radicalized white supremacist? I have not heard that talk. A lot of the shows they mention I've either listened to or have watched, and I miss where this show is responsible for radicalizing someone to think that they are better than someone because of the color of their skin. I have not seen that. And I think it's counterproductive. I think it's counterproductive when you have people on social media saying, well, if you voted for Donald Trump, you're the problem. Or if you have, questions with this question, you're the problem. And it's all political based. It has nothing to do with racism or white supremacy.
Well, I disagree with some of that because
go ahead.
Things that are in my opinion, people vote politically. I don't care if you voted for Trump or Biden. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is taking rights away, taking things away, changing how things are, accepting. Right, to me, Trump accepted violence. With white supremacy. He did not deny them. Say, hey, no, I I'm against them. Why? Because that's how he is. The bikers at his rally, yeah, beat him up. He was for violence. See, when you hear things like that and you see the group, look at his rallies. Look at who his supporters are. That was how it was portrayed, regardless if it's completely true or not. I don't disagree with Trump voters. If they want to vote for Trump, they voted for him. I'm not against that. I disagree. I mean, Biden won. We can all agree to that. But other than that, I think when I listen to these conservative stations, and not your hour, not so much you and your thing, but when you get later, the later you get at night, you hear how these programs run. I'm sorry, do you listen to Mark Levin?
Well, no, Mark Levin's not on this station.
I know, but do you listen to other stations? You only listen to 955?
9:30, 55 is the only two stations. Jeff, to be serious, I understand what you're saying. I am all about addressing concerns and having conversations. I do think it is counterproductive, and I don't think we'll agree on this, but I think it's counterproductive to start saying that it's this person, this is hate speech, this and that. Because again, I think what this monster that came on Saturday and killed people because of the color of their skin, the stuff he was reading, the way he was radicalized, I really don't think it had anything to do with mainstream talk. But you know what? If I am proven wrong, we can have that conversation. But I do think it's counterproductive to have this kind of political finger pointing and say, well, it's Tucker Carlson, it's Mark Levin. I don't think that gets us anywhere. And that's my opinion.
Right. I'm not saying exactly all of them. What I'm saying is that's part of it. And what I'm also getting at is just ignoring the fact that we still have a problem in 2022.
Jeff, we can agree on that. Obviously, we have a problem. As David said earlier today, you know, if there's 10, if there's 100, if there's anyone that has those kinds of beliefs, the beliefs that you are superior because of the color of your skin, then yes, that's a problem. No matter what the number is, if there's anyone in this country that has those beliefs, and if there's stuff that is fueling this hatred, then obviously we have an issue. We can agree that we have an issue, yes. I just don't like it when it's pointed to a political party or when it's this politician versus this politician. That, I think, is counterproductive, and it's going to further divide us, then bring us together. And I really think, especially in Western New York, we should be coming together and finding solutions. And not to be cheesy, but we really should demonstrate love defeating hate. All right, and I guess we'll leave it at that, Jeff. There are people like Jeff that have that's their mindset. Their mindset is this is political. It is one political party. It's talk that I don't agree with politically. And again, I think that's counterproductive. I don't want to get into that conversation today. I think that's counterproductive. Now, am I going to sit here and say that we don't have an issue with white supremacy? Well, we do. We saw it here in Buffalo. And as David said earlier, and as I will say now, whatever the number is, if there are people that have that think that way, that have that line of thinking, that you are superior because of the color of your skin, then we have a problem. And yes, we need to address it. But when you have all these people that just want a political finger point and say it's this side, it's that side, and I don't care what side you're pointing at, that's counterproductive and it's not addressing the issue. Texter on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I agree. Can I say this? I'm glad Jeff called in. Because what Jeff called in with was what I talked about to kick off the show yesterday. My monologue yesterday is what Jeff was talking about. And I am fine with having, if the show wasn't ending in 2 minutes, I would have had Jeff on longer. But I disagree with the way he's addressing this. And as I put on my Twitter page, if you're taking part in the political finger pointing, you're not helping, you're dividing, you are part of the problem. To say to say that people, because of the way they voted, right? To say that people have different political thoughts than you automatically are the problem. You're going to say half the country is the problem. No, I'm sorry. You are further dividing. You are not bringing us together. You're not helping. You are part of the problem. But to Jeff's point that we need to address this radicalization that we saw of this monster on Saturday, that we need to address white supremacy. Jeff, I agree. I agree. As long as there are people that feel that way, yes, we need to address it. Because in 2022, it is sad to think that there are people that still think they're superior because of the color of their skin. It is sad. And yes, we do need to address it. But pointing to a political party and saying that half the country is the problem, it's counterproductive. It's not going to help. And like I said, it's going to further divide in a time we need to come together. We need to put our political differences aside, come together. How do we help out the East Side? How do we address the concerns of the East Side? And yes, how do we address white supremacy? How do we address racism? Those are all things we do need to talk about. But I'm sorry, you lose me when you say, oh, because you voted for this person in 2020, you're part of the problem. I'm sorry, you lose me. You're not helping. That's not a way to start the conversation. But I do agree we need to have it. I appreciate you joining me today. I appreciate you joining me today. I will be back here Sunday morning, 10 a.m. for Hardline. Obviously, we will continue our discussions that we've been having this week. We will be talking with people within the community. We will also spend a segment on the redistricting as those maps came out this week as well. State Senator George Borrello will be joining me at 11 on Sunday. Buffalo, I hope you have a great weekend. If you have time, I hope you donate that time, donate money, food, anything you can do to help those in need. And just remember, we're all one. This is Western New York. This is Buffalo. We are the city of good neighbors. I hope you can do whatever you can to illustrate we're the city of good neighbors. And, you know, let's not just say the cheesy saying that love defeats hate. Let's illustrate by showing love. I'll talk to you Sunday here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.